The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
After a several-year absence, the toy retailer FAO Schwarz is back in New York City just in time for the holidays. Joining us on the International Auto's Orland Park business line with details is Jan Rogers Niffen, CEO at J. Rogers Niffen Worldwide in New York. Thanks for joining us today, Jan. What was the new owner thinking going back there, several years going back? Why start it up again?
Well, you know, FAO Schwarz managed to fail basically twice, once on his own, once under Toys R Us, and now it's been rebirthed by 360 Brands. And it's hard to imagine this store won't work. It's about almost 30,000 square feet, I think, in Rockefeller Center, and they're hoping, of course, that you'll come to New York, you'll go to Central Park, you'll go to Statue of Liberty, and you go to FAO Schwarz, and probably down to the Macy's big store, too, because it's the other big tourist attraction in New York. And I think they're probably right, because they've got everything there. It's not just FAO. It's the big piano like you've seen from the movie Big. It's got Build-A-Bear Workshop inside. It's got Barbie store inside, a Melissa and Doug store inside. It's got a Transformers store. It's got a baby adoption center. Well, not real babies, of course. It's dolls, but it's set up like an adoption center. So it's quite a place. I haven't actually been in it yet. I've walked by it about 100 times wondering when I was going to be able to get inside, but as you probably know, it just opened this morning at 10:30 for the first time. But they've been under construction for a while there, and so it's been well plastered with signage to make sure everybody knew it was coming.
So
I think what they're thinking is this will help their overall business, because they also run shops inside of Macy's and things like that. This will just be great advertising for them, this big, fabulous store.
Any chance that if it is successful there, that it comes to Chicago? Because a lot of Chicagoans say, hey, it's really great for New York, but what about us?
I thought that would be your first question, because I remember when that store went away.
Exactly.
But yes, I believe they're not going to build 300 of these, but they could build a dozen or maybe something like that. Certainly Chicago would probably be next on your list after New York, given how famous the one there was as well. So, yes, it wouldn't surprise me to see that, but I don't expect to see very many. But these flagships they're building to really drive the brand and get them back in front of the public's imagination, yeah, I would think Chicago might be your second stop.
Well, we'd certainly welcome it, I'm sure. Thanks, Jan. Always appreciate your insight. Jan Rogers Niffen, CEO of J. Rogers Niffen Worldwide in New York.